afternoon, everybody. Today we'll continue our discussion of Sfirat HaOmer, and we'll focus on the topic of defining the action of a Sfira. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, this week's Parsha, happens to be that we are dealing with Inyani Parshas HaShavua as well, U'sfartem lachem imachras ha-shabos miyom aviyachem isomer ha-tenufa, shava shabosos t'mimos t'yiyena. So the Torah uses the phrase of U'sfartem lachem, the commandment of U'sfartem lachem, in order to instruct us that we must count Sfiras HaOmer. And from this phrase of U'sfartem lachem, the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Samachemid Beis derives, Tanu Rabbanon U'sfartem lachem, that every individual must do a Sfiras HaOmer. Interestingly, some of the Rishonim, including the Ramban al HaTorah and also the Ran, and especially in the Ran's formulation, so they note that there is a Mesorah, the Chazal had a Mesorah that Usfartem, in this context of Sfiras HaOmer, dictates or requires a verbal Sfira, that the count must be expressed and articulated. Now, you might question why that's a chiddush at all. Why do we need a mesorah for that? After all, isn't a count, by very definition, something that you express, something that you say? So the truth is that that's not so simple. Because we find other mitzvos of sfira in the Torah, two other mitzvos of sfira in the Torah, and both of which, it's not so simple that there would actually be a requirement of sfira bepeh. What are those other two mitzvos of sfira? So one of them is sfiras zav vizava of shiva nekiim, and the second one is sfiras bezdin of mem tes shanim prior to yovel. So with regard to each, Sfiras Zav V'Zava, Sfiras Shiva Nekiim, most of the opinions of Rishonim and Achronim are that there is no requirement to count each day of the Shiva Nekiim. Rather, there must only be cognizance and awareness of each day of the Shiva Nekiim. So when the Torah says V'Safra La, it doesn't require the Zava to actually pronounce the count of day one and day two V'Chule of Shiva Nekiim, but rather just to keep track of each day. So likewise, with regard to the Sfira of Yovel, the Sfira of Bezdin for Yovel, so there is a huge machlokas between the Rishonim whether the Bezdin Hagadol had to pronounce each year prior to the Yovel. Did they actually have to count the years, the 49 years prior to Yovel, the same way that we count Sfiras HaOmer? Or was the Sfira of Yovel more akin to the Sfira of the Zav and the Zava of Shiva Nekiim, such that the Bezdin just had to keep track of the years so that they would know when to sanctify the 50th year as the Yovel year, but they wouldn't actually have to count each year distinctly? So that's a machlokas between the Rishonim. The Rambam and the Ravid both hold that the Bezdin did have to count each year, just like we count each day of Sfiras HaOmer, but the Ran held that the Bezdin HaGadol did not have to count each year, and the Ramban al HaTorah is mistapik about this point. Regardless of the previous conversation, what emerges is certainly that it's not clear that when the Torah tells us that that a Sfira is required, that that Sfira has to be a Sfira b'peh, that that Sfira has to be pronounced. So therefore, the Ran says that Chazal had a Mesorah, that this phrase of U'sfartem lachem in the context of Sfiras HaOmer actually does require a mitzvah Sfira a Sfira b'peh, in contrast to other mitzvahs of Sfira, like that of Shiva Nekiim, and the Sfira of Yovel. So with that background, we can ask a couple of key fundamental questions with regard to defining the action of Sfira. The first question is, on what basis does Sfiras HaOmer in particular require Sfira B'peh? And again, this question is particularly relevant for a position like the Ran's position that distinguishes between Sfiras HaOmer on the one hand and the other Sfiros on the other hand, which says that only Sfiras HaOmer requires a Sfira B'peh Mamish, requires an actual articulation and expression. So why would that be the case? What makes Sfiras HaOmer different? That's question number one. The second question is, be it as it may as to why Sfiras HaOmer requires a Sfira B'peh, once we know that it does, so then what is the definition of Sfira B'peh? What constitutes a verbal count? What goes into our calculations of figuring out and determining what is actually an articulative count? And the third question is, what would be the practical ramifications of our definition of Sfira? So let's begin with our first question. Why is it that Sfiras HaOmer requires a Sfira B'peh, requires an expressive count? So there may be different explanations of this question, but I'd like to share the explanation of the Mashach Chachma, which really gets to a fundamental point about the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer. The Mashal Chachma explains that whenever you have a count, whenever there's a mitzvah to do a sfira, so the purpose of that count is to distinguish and mark and signify the subject that is being counted. So, for example, he gives the example of Shiva Nekiyim. The way in which each day of Shiva Nekiyim is distinguished and marked and signified is by noting that that day is free of, clean of any sight of blood or other emission, whether it be a Zav or a Zava. But with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, how is it that we're going to distinguish and mark and signify the day of Sfiras HaOmer? We don't have another factor like cleanliness from blood in order to distinguish Sfiras HaOmer. There has to be some other way to distinguish the day. So the Mashal Chachma explains that the way in which, the means by which we accomplish the purpose of the count, which again is to distinguish and mark off that day, is by expressing the count in a verbal way. We attach a verbal expression, a concrete verbal articulation of the count to the day in order to distinguish that day from the days that preceded and the days that followed. So that's why we would need, in specific with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, a Sfira bepeh mamish, an actual articulation of the count. I thought it would be interesting to relate to that point of the Mashal Chachma, another very interesting and oft-quoted source, which speaks to the definitiveness of the count of Sfiras HaOmer. Again, because the Mashal Chachma requires that this day be distinguished from other days. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that that distinguishing would have to be very definitive. You're trying to drive home the point that this day is its own unit. And therefore, it actually has to be a defined and established single unit. So that source that I'm referring to is a tshuva of the Dvar Avraham, where the Dvar Avraham dealt with the question as to a person who finds himself, let's say, in the desert or on some long trip, and he lost track of the dates. And he doesn't know whether the day that follows, whether he's about to count Sfiras HaOmer, he doesn't know whether the day is going to be the third day of the Omer or the fourth day of the Omer. So can that person count Al Hasafik, and he can say, if today is the third day of the Omer, then Hayom Shlosha Yamin Ba'Omer. And if today is the fourth day of the Omer, then Hayom Arba'a Yamin Ba'Omer. So the Dvar Avraham has a Chiddush, and he says that he thinks that that count should not work, that that count wouldn't actually fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And why is that the case? Because the Dvar Avraham explains that part and parcel of a Sfira is for the Sfira to be definitive. A sfira that is al hasafik, a sfira that is in doubt in its very essence, is not actually a sfira. So because the sfira must be definitive, therefore it cannot be al hasafik or al tanai, whether it be the third day or the fourth day of the Omer. And I think that that position accords very nicely with the explanation of the Mashal Chachma, that the whole purpose, the whole goal and objective of the Sfira is to distinguish the day from other days, and therefore we would add that it would also have to be a definitive type of distinguishing. So that takes care of our first question as to why the Sfiras HaOmer in particular, especially if it stands in contrast to other mitzvot of Sfira, like that of Shiva Nekiyim and Sfiras HaYovel, why Sfiras HaOmer in particular would require a Sfira B'Peh. But now let's move to our second question, which is, once it is the case, and of course it is, that Sfiras HaOmer requires a Sfira B'Peh, and each and every night of Sfiras HaOmer we say aloud and pronounce that today is X day of the Omer, so what actually constitutes that verbal count? What are the prerequisites? What are the components that go into this verbal count? What is necessary to constitute a Sfira B'Peh? So we might think about a verbal count in a number of different ways. Certainly, if it's verbal, then it's going to require speech. But just because something requires speech doesn't mean that we can't think about what type of speech it would require, because we have certain institutions or principles in halacha that constitute or satisfy certain forms of legal speech, even though they're not actual mamashi speech. So what am I referring to? So we have principles like hirhur kedibur dami or ksiva kedibur dami, where someone thinks or someone writes, and al pidin, According to some opinions, that might be considered like speech. So that's something that I'm going to call legal speech, dibur al-pidin, because everybody knows that when one thinks or writes, he doesn't actually articulate words, but nonetheless, the halacha considers and defines that action of either thought or writing to be speech, maybe, according to some positions. So would that be the type of speech that's necessary for Sfiras HaOmer? Would we suffice with legal speech for Sfiras HaOmer? Or might we require something more? And if we do require something more, then what is that? So maybe we would require actual speech. Maybe in Sfiras HaOmer, we require dibur mamish. We require a metzius type of speech, where someone actually expresses his thoughts into words. Or maybe we could go even further. Maybe our whole assumption to begin with, that speech suffices for a verbal count, is not the case. Maybe when the Torah says usvartem lachem and requires a sfira b'peh, that develops or establishes an entirely new category called counting. There's something called sfira. Of course, speech is the means by which we do counting, but that doesn't necessarily mean that speech will be the only prerequisite to counting. Maybe the category of sfira plays by its own rules, separate and distinct from the category of speech. So based on that a priori analysis, let's see some of the discussions in the Achronim as to what actions or what categories would suffice for sfira b'peh for sfiras ha'omer. So the first one that I mentioned before that we should consider would be hirhur, the category of thought. So does thought suffice for Sfiras HaOmer? Let's say you have someone who thinks to himself, today is the fourth day of the Omer, or he even thinks to himself the exact words of the count, Hayom arba'a yamim ba'omer. Would that thought itself suffice for Sfiras HaOmer? Certainly this would be the lowest common denominator. Certainly this would be the least that least with which we would suffice, meaning that the standard could not go any lower. But would this low standard suffice itself? So most opinions hold that not, but it happens to be that in the Sefer Mishnas Yavetz of Rav Bezalel Zsolti, so he explains that according to the Rambam, hirhur would actually suffice for Sfiras HaOmer. Now, two assumptions go into that position. The first one is that hirhur kedibur dami. We would have to paskin api halacha that hirhur is considered like dibur. And the second assumption would be that the legal type of speech of hirhur kedibur dami would suffice for Sfiras HaOmer. Just as a note, although this is the argument of the Mishnas Yavetz in the Rambam, of Rav Bezalel Zsolti, it's certainly not muchach in the Rambam, and therefore it's probably not an opinion that we would have to reckon with lehalacha, but you can ask a posek if you would like. But nonetheless, it's an interesting opinion to consider within the lamdos of the sugya. So again, those two assumptions go into the Mishnas Yavetz's explanation of the Rambam that hirhur would suffice for Sfiras HaOmer. Now, as I said, most opinions disagree and say that hirhur would not suffice for Sfiras HaOmer, and those opinions could reject either one of Rav Bezalel Zsolti's two assumptions within the Rambam. And it happens to be that we find both rejections in the words of the Achronim. The Bir Halacha explains, based on the Pri Chadash, that hirhur lav kedibur dami. We paskin that hirhur lav kedibur dami, and therefore hirhur would not suffice for Sfiras HaOmer. So that rejects the first assumption of the Mishnas Yavetz, where he says that according to the Rambam, hirhur kedibur dami. So the Bir Halacha says that we paskin that hirhur lav kedibur dami. And if hirhur lav kedibur dami, then certainly hirhur will not suffice for Sfiras HaOmer. Why? Because we know that Sfiras HaOmer requires actual speech. That's what we started off the Chabura with as the Mesorah from Chazal, that usfartem lachem requires a verbal expression of the count. So if hirhur lav kedibur dami, then certainly hirhur will not suffice for Sfiras HaOmer. But the Pri Chadash himself, in his explanation as to why hirhur does not suffice for Sfiras HaOmer, actually references another argument. And he says that we should have that if hirhur will not suffice in other areas of halacha, then kol shekein that it will not suffice in the area of Sfiras HaOmer, because the pasuk says, usvartem lachem. So what is the logic of that kol shekein? If hirhur doesn't work in other areas, then kol shekein won't work for Sfiras HaOmer because of usvartem lachem. Seemingly, what the Pri Chadash is saying is that even if you wanted to say that hirhur kedibur dami, nonetheless, hirhur would not work for Sfiras HaOmer because when the Torah says usvartem lachem, it's mechadesh a new category called sfira b'peh. You have to do a counting, an act of counting. And even if hihor kedibur dami, such that hihor is considered like legal speech, nonetheless, that alpi din form of speech won't suffice for the category of counting. For counting, we need actual speech. So whether we pass in like whether we hold of the Bir Halacha's explanation or the Pri Chadash's explanation of the Bir Halacha hihor lav kedibur or the Pri Chadash that this new category of Sfira requires actual speech, so whether we hold of one of those two reasons, what emerges is that hihor would not suffice for Sfira Sa'omer. And as I said, as it appears to me, that seems to be the Halacha Lamaisa, but again, I'm not here to pass in, so you can consult your posting. What about another instance of legal speech, namely ksiva kedibur dami? So that is a principle that's mentioned in other areas of halacha, such as limud Torah, which you have to make a bracha on limud Torah prior to ksiva satora. That's actually the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So would ksiva suffice for sfiras ha'omer? If one wrote on a page, hayom shnei yomim ba'omer, would that suffice for the mitzvah of sfira? So this is a large discussion in the Truvos of Rabbi Akiva Eger and a correspondence between Rabbi Akiva Eger and his uncle, Rabbi Yamin Wolf Eger. And Rabbi Akiva Eger begins his Truva by quoting the position of his uncle, Rabbi Yamin Wolf Eger, who said that Ksiva does not suffice for Sfiras HaOmer. But Rabbi Akiva Eger, as he goes along in his Truvos, tries to prove that actually there would be room to say that Ksiva would suffice for Sfiras HaOmer. Now again, Rabbi Akiva Eger would have to assume the same two assumptions that we explained for hihor kedibur dami. Those two assumptions would apply to ksiva kedibur dami. Number one, you would actually have to paskin ksiva kedibur dami. You would have to hold that ksiva is considered like speech apidin. And number two, you would have to say that this legal form of speech, which is obviously not an actual mamashi speech, but it's a legal form of speech, so brought about through the concrete action of ksiva, so that would suffice for sfira sa'omer. And again, if we disagreed with this premise of Rabbi Akiva Eger, so we could disagree with either one of the assumptions. And the truth is that just as we find in the conversation of Hihor Kedibur that both assumptions are rejected in different ways by different achronim, so too here, with regard to Ksiva Kedibur Dami, we find that both assumptions are rejected. So the first one, the first assumption of Ksiva Kedibur Dami, so we could argue with that by saying Ksiva Lav Kedibur Dami. And the truth is that the way that the position of Rabbi Yamin Wolf Eger is quoted at the beginning of the Truva of Rabbi Akiva Eger is as arguing that exact point. That Ksiva Lav Kedibur Dami, and once that's the case, if Ksiva's Lav Kedibur Dami, then again, of course Ksiva is not going to suffice for Sfiras HaOmer, because as the Ran says, Sfiras HaOmer requires an actual Sfira B'peh. So if it's not like speech, then Ksiva will not suffice. The Aruch HaShulchan adds to that, quoting from the Shari Tshuva, that even if in general we held that Ksiva Kedibur Dami, that would be limited to cases in which we seek a manifestation of a certain machshava, in which we're actually looking for a thought, we're looking for a machshava, and we're just looking for the expression of that machshava. So if that's the standard that we seek, then Ksiva would suffice. But if the standard is Dibur itself, is actual speech, so says the Aruch HaShulchan, then Ksiva will not suffice. And therefore, even if we held Ksiva Kedibur Dami in general, we will hold Ksiva Lav Kedibur Dami with regard to Sfiras HaOmer. But the truth is, then in the continuation of the Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eger, so he quotes the continued argument of Rabbi Yamin Wolf Eger, where he goes on to explain something along the lines of what we said in the Pri Chadash with regard to Hirhur, where Rabbi Yamin Wolf Eger explains that based on the Gzeres HaKasuv of Usfartem Lachem, the Torah requires the category of Sfira. It requires a count. That's the action that's required. That's the category that must be performed. And that being the case, so we're going to require an actual verbal expression and articulation of the count. And a ksiva, even though a ksiva is a concrete maisa by which we express some thought, nonetheless, that's not going to suffice for the standard of Sfiras HaOmer, where we require the action of counting. And the action of counting can be done only by means of an actual speech. In contrast, Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees, and he says that no, ksiva kedibur dami would suffice, because as long as you have some concrete action that al pi din is considered like speech, then that would suffice for the speech that's necessary for Sfiras HaOmer. So I mean, Kaveh would agree that Hirhur would not suffice because Hirhur is not thought, is not a concrete action. But Ksiva, because Ksiva is a concrete action and it's also considered like speech, so then it that satisfies the two requirements for Sviasa Omer, number one, having a concrete action, and number two, having speech. That's the position of Rabbi Kaveh Eger. But Rabbi Yamin Wolf Eger, again, along the lines of the Prichadr, says that Usfartem Lachem introduces a new category called counting, called Sfira. And that category, Alpidin, requires, in specific, actual verbal expression. One nafkamina lamaisa with regard to ksiva for Sfiras HaOmer might be someone who's dating his letters, especially once the Zman Sfira has arrived. So I actually saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, they quote from the Stipler, that the Stipler used to date his letters, and he liked to date the letters with the date of Sfiras HaOmer. So I guess if he were writing a letter at night, and the Zman Sfira arrived, so they quote from the Stipler that he actually had to practice to first count Sfiras HaOmer, to make a bracha and have a verbal expression of the Sfira, and then only afterwards to date the letter with the date of the Sfira, I guess because he was choshesh for the opinion of Rabbi Kaveh Eger that you might be yotze with ksiva, again, because that's a concrete action that is also considered like speech, al pi din. So just as a quick point of machshava to wrap up, why would it be that Sfiras HaOmer, in addition to what we said from the Mashal Chachma, requires this verbal expression? What lies behind this new category of counting? So it's interesting that the Braisa in Menachos on Samachem Ed Beis, the formulation of the Braisa is of Usfartem Lachem Shetehe Sfira Lachol Echad Ve'Echad, that each and every individual has to have a Sfira. I was always struck by that formulation. The Braisa doesn't say shechayev kol echad ve'echad lispor, each and every person is chayev to count. It says that each and every person has to have a count, as if each individual possesses the count of Sfiras HaOmer. And what I think the Braisa is trying to say, perhaps alpi alahar, perhaps alpi drush, is that Sfiras HaOmer is supposed to have an influence and an impact on a person. It's supposed to be the way by which a person keeps track of his growth, as we said in previous chaburas, both a long-term growth and a short-term growth, counting of the days and counting of the weeks. And that count is supposed to really become part of that person's personality. It's supposed to transform and reform the way that that person the way that that person does his Avodas Hashem on his journey from Pesach to Shavuos. Shetehei Sfira l'chol echad ve'echad. And if a person wants to have, if a person wants to ensure that the Sfira has that type of impact on him, such that it really becomes a part of him, that it's a Shetehei Sfira l'chol echad ve'echad, so then, of course, we're going to require an actual count, something that is concrete and objective, a verbal expression that says today is day one, as if to say this is the first day of my progression in my growth of Avodas Hashem from Tes Zayin Nisan all the way through Chag HaShavuos. I wish everyone a great rest of the week.